Welcome, 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 my people. Yes, welcome to the next live broadcast of the Block Report. Wow. I do apologize for staying away as long as I've stayed away. But there has been a lot of news and a lot of things that have been coming out at the same time. And being a responsible person, I needed to allow time for the information to develop and come out so that I wasn't just reporting on every single beat, because for that case, then I'd be reporting every day because things change. Remember, as we say that you can always find the Block Report on Facebook at facebook.com/TheBlockReport, TheBlockReport. And you can listen and hear the stream of or the broadcast or the recording of the Block Report on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and several of your other favorite podcasting networks. Now, there's been a lot of talk about of a lot of things. There's unfortunately people, you know, I don't know how to really, I'm trying to get into this. It's not, and get into this information and get into what this broadcast is about in a very sensitive way, because I don't want to be insensitive to anyone that is currently experiencing certain kind of things. We've certainly had a resurgence of these race soldiers, race warriors, and race killers out here, so-called police out here just taking people out with impunity. And that has been going on for a while, and recently it has been increasing. You know, they can just go in your house and then open fire on you, and they have a system. Now, the system allows them to do certain kind of things, but what this system also allows them to do is to not be punished. For instance, some of you, and you should look this up, is that the prosecutors that prosecute certain cases, even when they are in the wrong and they have been they have violated your rights, they have a certain level of immunity. So prosecutors and police have a certain level of immunity. This is on the books in laws, and you can look this up. But so remember, I'm coming at you with information that is intellectual, factual, and is not emotional. Emotions do not play a part in this. Okay? Because the whole thing is I deal with logic. And logic means that if A is A and A is not B, then there's no way I can find A to be B, but I can always find A to be A. Now, that's my logic. So what I'm saying is we're not switching up. We are not go ahead and we're not doing anything opposite of what is logical. Now, you have people out there, everybody has an opinion, everybody has a talk, everybody has something they want to say. But a lot of these people are people with opinions that don't really matter. Okay? Because these are people that cannot decipher. The whole thing is that you must be able to decipher information, dissect, decipher information. Okay? And you deal with that information and you sift through that information, and then you see what is applicable, what is real, and what is factual at that time. Now, the facts can change, but the only reason why the facts can change is due to the fact that someone left out certain information. So what we are dealing with here now, my people, is how much information do you have at the time, and what is correct, and how do we perceive and how do we read this information? Now, this is what we're dealing with. Okay, now you have a whole bunch of people in it, and we're gonna go. I'm gonna tell you right now. I hope you have your boots strapped on and your seatbelt strapped on, because we're gonna go all over the place in this broadcast. Okay, we are not gonna stay in one place. We're gonna go all over. We're gonna touch a lot of different zones, a lot of different tones, a lot of different nerves, and it's gonna be something that's going to rock your world. So whether you're not, you are prepared for this, that all depends upon where you are at this moment, and it doesn't really matter. You don't have to be prepared for this. You just need to go ahead and sit back and observe. Now check this out. The thing is, what I want you to see and what I want you to understand is that when you have a situation where people are coming at you, the whole point of everything with anything dealing with police, when a police goes ahead and shoot and kills a black person, in whatever situation it is, the point of it is, it's not about, you could say, no, the point of it is, excuse me, let me correct myself. The point of it is where's the punishment? If there's no punishment, then that means that you are in a system and in a government that says that it's okay for them to brutalize and murder you and do whatever they want to you at any time. Now, this is what it's all about. Now, when you get to that point, remember, there was a system that had a name for that already. Previously in the 20th century, which was called apartheid. And before that, there was another name for that in this country, the United States, called Jim Crow. And before that, it was called chattel slavery. So there is examples of what this is and what these examples are and what goes on. Now, everything is not totally the same. For instance, I might have served Coca-Cola in glass bottles in the 1890s, because Coca-Cola been around for over 100 years or so. But now you can get Coca-Cola in an aluminum can. It doesn't matter. I'm still serving up Coca-Cola. And what you're seeing is that it doesn't matter what form, what way this... Excuse me, y'all. It doesn't matter what way that this thing, this disease, this pandemic, this plandemic of this murderous, vindictive vibe that is going on is presented in, whether it is an aluminum can or a glass bottle or a plastic bottle, it is the same disease and terroristic nature. So this is what you must understand. So therefore, how does one approach this and deal with this? Well, I would say, for one, let's start with what you don't do. You don't bury your head in the sand and say, oh no, it's not my problem, it didn't happen to me over here. You know, I had someone who, this was his favorite thing. Oh, well, it didn't happen to me, you know, or my family, so it doesn't really matter to me. But yet still, you know, and I will say this, is that this person also was off code in a lot of ways. Because he was in a relationship with someone who clearly had anti-black sentiments. So, but he probably was also in that way as well. So of course he thought that way, because fuck it. Excuse my language. Until the day when the hammer slams on your neck, or the guillotine slams on your neck, you don't believe it could happen to you. But why not? Because you're sucking on the titty of white mommy and white daddy. And if that is you, that's you. Now, what I'm saying is that I'm coming from a perspective because, as I said, I'm leaving emotion out of this. I can give you real life examples of how I've dealt with certain situations. But let me give you another example, because we're going to go ahead. We're going to roll back the curtain off of some of this so that you don't jump on everything which I'm saying, thinking that it's a whatever you think it is. But what I'm going to show you is how I can see and spot, or how I've spotted certain things. Because it's not about one person. You see, if you make it about one person, then it becomes insignificant. If you don't see the pattern, and the pattern is that, as I said, if there are good cops out there, why don't they report the bad cops? And if the good cops, even if they don't know that there's bad cops, when the bad cops do what they do, why are they not punished? See, no one has answers for these questions. Because the answers mean that you're dealing with a system that is built to punish you and brutalize you. And until you deal with that fact, you're just a coward. And cowardice is not manly. So you can do what you want to do. You can think what you want to think. And you could pretend to be who you pretend to be. But until you deal honestly with your circumstances, you're a coward. Folks, I have gone in about several minutes. I assume that you all know who this is. But I will go ahead and make the announcement. I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafar by XL. And you are tuned into the Block Report. Now, generally, I would love to do this show, this broadcast, show broadcast, because, hey, it's not a show. The reason why I say it's not a show, because you only hear me. And first of all, there's no one on the line other than myself. So it's straight up a broadcast. However, I'm showing you my point of view. So all things can be rationalized, but the one thing that cannot be rationalized is being insanely attached to a methodically homicidal maniac society and being there to protect them, denying what is going on. That can't be rationalized, and we're not rationalizing that. Now, of course, everyone has their point of view, their opinion, whatever they want to say, but how many of you have actually gone, I'm sure you've had skirmishes. How many have gone to battle with the system? You see, it's a different thing. You know, because you have someone who says, okay, well, I was in the corporate world and I made a success and I did this or I did that, or whether or not I had success or not, but I was in that world. You see, me, you want to know about me. You want to know what I've done, why I have the right to say what I have to say. Well, first of all, I have the right to say whatever I want to say, whether or not I have any experience in it or not. But the fact is, I have experience in a lot of it, of what I say. So it's different. The only thing is, just because you and so-and-so and the others may not acknowledge it or may not want to go ahead and appreciate it, it doesn't change the fact. Nor do I seek any acceptance or any praise from any entity or any group or society for what I've done and put in. Because there are not, there are very few people in the world that can match me on any of the stages that I speak on. They're not there. They don't exist. I haven't met them. So if they do exist, where are they? But as once again, let me bring to you something else. Another thing, because it's not about me and me, but since it will be about me, because who do you want to go ahead and say you are listening to? You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to me. I'm not always right. The only thing is that I have a perspective and I have a point of view that is not parakeeting or parroting what you hear all the time. You see, from a young person, I grouped people together to go ahead and forge a situation to take over. You see, my whole thing was, it's not that I wanted to be a leader. I was the mastermind. I was the leader because I was the one with the plan. I was the one with the skill. I was the one with the drive. I was the one with the discipline. Everyone doesn't always have that. So at some point, that will dry up because there's only going to be so few people. Not everyone is joining and getting down with you for that, because at some point, they're just there for the ride. So the whole thing is that you must be a good judge of character and people when you are getting ready to go ahead and put something together. And a lot of the times, that's a waste of time. So it's a lot better. You know your judgment and you know your character. So it's much better for you to put something together on your own. I saw a thing the other day, a post, and someone said something about certain people don't have a hard time asking for help. And I admit that willingly. I tell people that all the time. I really have a hard time asking for help because I really don't believe there's no help for someone like me. It's not no help that I'm looking for. I don't need help. And I don't seek help. I'm pushing for something. So it's either you're with it and you understand where I'm coming from and what I'm about and what I'm trying to produce. And you will assist because you believe in that. Not because you believe in me, but you believe that what I'm talking about should be out there and it should be real. But if you're waiting for me to come through with the bag and just make it easy for you to fit in, well, then you'd be waiting forever. Because what do I need you for? But listen what I'm saying. I'm trying to show you something. You might be trying to build something on your own. You might be trying to go ahead and create a company, create an LLC. You might be trying to create a company that could go ahead and grab contracts all around the world. Take big government contracts, do business with governments, not just individuals. And what you have to understand is that you don't need anyone. People need to get down with the program. And the program is the vision and the system that you develop. Anyway, I want to salute all of y'all that have taken the moment and the time to listen to what I've said today. Think it over, mull it over, go ahead, judge me as you like, whatever you like, and do what you want to do. Feel how you want to feel about whatever the hell you feel that you feel you want to feel about what I've said, and be well, because it doesn't matter. I have people still comparing themselves to things that I've done 20 years ago. But hey, that's me. I'm just not that normal kind of guy. Anyway, this is the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL, and this is the Block Report. Remember, you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and all your favorite other podcast hosting stations. Thank you again for taking your time to tune in and hear what we have to say. And be well and be prepared. And remember, always do your best.